The feds haven't made up their mind, but Wisconsin lawmakers have already approved cuts to Badger Care. Last month, the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee voted along party lines to tighten eligibility and increase premiums. Wisconsin's nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau estimates the changes would leave 64,000 people without Badger Care, nearly half of them children. Democratic Representative Sandy Pasch of Whitefish Bay notes that 40% of Milwaukee's children live in poverty.
It'll have a huge impact on the Milwaukee area, and it'll be felt around the state. You know, we hear from farmers who rely on Badger Care and people who work for nonprofits, people with disabilities, people with pre-existing conditions. They are all going to be impacted by this.
Health Services Secretary Dennis Smith says Wisconsin's Medicaid program has seen rapid enrollment and that proposed cuts will help close a shortfall of $500 million. Democrats hoping to persuade federal officials to reject the administration's plan have been holding public hearings around the state. Tomorrow evening's forum is in Milwaukee. On December 8th, there will be another hearing in Rhinelander. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.